Nobody.
Well, I know you are, too.
I just want to be just as kind and have friends right on. Friends means more than money.
Yes, ma'am. That's certain.
Now, and if you don't have friends, you don't have nobody to come around.
That's true. That's true.
I think I'm gonna go stick a rag under that door tonight and stop that. I don't have but just a little bit more. See that? And I know I don't have. Oh, it won't take me long. I got evening to do this with.
Well, I wanted to ask you about when you eat a cherry, what do you call that part in the middle of it?
I call it the center. The middle of the cherry.
The part you can't eat?
Uh-huh. The seed.
And what about in a peach?
Well, the seed in the core in the peach.
Now, is there anything inside the seed?
A peach seed, there's a kernel inside that peach seed. It'll come up when you plant it.
But it's inside the seed?
Yeah, it's inside the seed.
Well, are there different kinds of peaches?
Yeah, there's Albertas, there's Indian peaches, and I don't know what else they got. They got some that's grafted together that they call a orange and a peach together, slick and kind of fuzz on.
Oh, really? Well, what do you call a kind of peaches that the seed falls out of real easily?
That's these Alberta peaches, you know, and you split them open, they just have, and the seed will come right out. Ain't that what you call them?
So is that kind of peach?
Yeah, that's a big peach. It's a better peach than them there sour ones they got.
Well, have you ever heard that kind that the seed will break right up and the seed will come out of it and call it anything else?
No, I never have. They're bad to do that.
Well, what do you call the kind that if you break
up? These presses of, these press peaches, and they don't bust open. You just have to cut them off.
But the other kind are called?
The Alberta peaches will burst open.
Well, what do you call the part of the apple you have to throw away after you eat it?
The core.
And
the seed. That's got the seed in it, you see. You don't ever eat a whole, around the middle of the apple. You eat to that, and then you know you'll eat the seed.
Well, what do you call the have you ever called dried pieces of apple anything?
Dried apples or dried peaches? I dried them both.
Well, there's a kind of, what kind of nuts do you have around here? I wanted to ask you that.
I have pecans and peanuts and walnuts and hickory nuts.
Well, now, in a walnut, is there any difference? What do you call that outside part of it?
A hull, and it's got two hulls on it. That walnut's got a green, and then it's got one like a pecan, and it's hard to do anything.
They call both called.
And the hickory nut is too.
And when you do that, you said that you had peanuts here. Are there some other names for those? Yeah. You ever heard peanuts call anything else?
Nothing, but some of them call them goobers.
But that's the same thing.
That's the same thing. They're peanuts. They grow here on a peanut vine. Well, and they're out in the peanut field like all the other stuff.
Well, have you ever bought a kind of nut that comes in thin little slivers and you put it on casserole or something?
Now these almonds they bake and then these
almonds though, you have those?
No, we don't have none of them around here. We get such as that from Brazil.
Well, what about, you said the other day you said you had oranges?
Well, apples and oranges grows here when you can keep the worms off of them.
Well, if you had a bowl of apples and oranges and you wanted one, you came back.